Supporters of the interim government accuse President Manuel Zelaya of violating the Constitution and say his removal was legal. But Mr. Zelaya's supporters refer to interim President Roberto Michelete as a guerrilla who has taken power illegally. Both sides have now agreed to attend talks mediated by Costa Rican President Oscar Arias, but the political standoff could last for months. Most Hondurans are caught in the middle, living under martial law conditions with nightly curfews and soldiers on the streets. A construction worker named Marcial says there has been a slowdown in projects, and he blames both sides. He says the politicians are all the same, and that the strife is hurting his chances of finding work to feed his four children. Some of the economic turndown here can be blamed on the worldwide recession, and some on the political divisions that began when President Zelaya began implementing policies that alienated the business sector months ago. His removal by force, however, has made Honduras a pariah among regional nations. If the ousted leader is not allowed to return soon, many countries could impose trade sanctions and cut off aid to Honduras. One of the country's leading industrialists is Eduardo Facuse. In a VOA interview, he says Honduras can withstand sanctions to defend its right to manage its own affairs. He says Hondurans want to work in peace. He says this is a small country, but people here believe liberty is more important than any price they have to pay. Facuse says Honduras can count for help on its expatriates living in the United States. He says the 500,000 Hondurans living in the United States who send money home can help the country move forward. Each year, Honduran immigrants send around $2.5 billion in remittances to their homeland, but the recession has also affected their ability to save money to send. Honduras is a poor country with 12% of its workforce unemployed and over 30% underemployed. Many workers who supported Mr. Zelaya complain of being exploited for low wages here and say the rich people and those running factories should also pay more taxes, something the business leaders say would only hurt the economy more. An important source of jobs is the twin plant or maquiladora sector that still employs over 100,000 people in spite of the worldwide recession and the turmoil in Honduras. Maquiladoras are plants that bring in parts duty-free from the United States and then export completed products back free of tariffs. Chris Hoey is a U.S. entrepreneur who plans to manufacture high-quality wooden toys here. He's making arrangements to turn a now empty section of a building in a maquiladora zone outside Tegucigalpa into a factory that one day could employ dozens of Hondurans. A trade cutoff by the United States could dash his plans. Still, he remains optimistic.
So far, we haven't seen anything that has told us we shouldn't be making this investment, we shouldn't be getting our factory up and running.
But if no accord is reached to end the political crisis here in Honduras, Hoey realizes he and the investors who back his project may have to look elsewhere.
It'd be awful for the country because you're going to see even greater unemployment, and you're going to see potential projects, potential investments get canned that would have created, you know, jobs in the future.
So Chris Hoey, along with more than 7 million Hondurans, is hoping the crisis will be resolved soon. The first meeting between President Arias, deposed President Zelaya, and interim President Roberto Michelete is to take place Thursday in San Jose, Costa Rica. Greg Flakes, VOA News, Tegucigalpa, Honduras.